All right, good evening, everybody. I'm going to call this meeting to order. And will you join us for the Pledge of Allegiance?
The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, I'm going to declare a quorum with all three board members present. Move on to the approval of last month's meetings. We had a little bit of a unique meeting night in that we had two meetings. You have the minutes in front of you, first from the regular meeting, and then from the budget meeting, the short budget meeting, setting next year's budget that we held right after that one. See a couple new faces in the room, so just real quickly, Michael, our clerk, takes these minutes, prints them out for us. He sends them to us a couple days before tonight, so we get a chance to look at them, comment back and forth, and he brings the final here. So I will put a motion on the table to approve the regular month's meetings from last month and the budget meetings minutes from last month. So moved.
Seconded.
Motion's made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. That puts those into official record. Okay, and we're going to go right to the overseer's report with Robert. Just a quick note on the back page. No, the guys did not grade zero roads this month. There was a problem with the PDF file as I was trying to print it, and just scrambling, and for some reason I could not get that portion of print. So. They were still maintaining the roads, and they were prepping the chip seal roads that we were getting ready for that project. So definitely we're running the grader. So, Robert.
Good evening. Last month we cleaned ditches on 170, 171st, mile 3, replaced and reset culverts, put in two crossroads, built up road in two areas, and then we went to Hillwood, we cut out a large tree, took out the stump and everything out of the drainage, cleaned the ditch over there. We installed two culverts, went back to 140, they installed two more culverts there on mile 2. We repaired a hole in concrete box on a metal arc 4, trimmed and cut trees around bridges and culverts. Township hauled 242.32 tons of rock, and then hauled for APAC 1389.66 tons for the chip seal project for the prep. Labor hours were 647. I think I forgot to grab the unleaded receipts out of the basket, and Katie got them before I got mad at up, so I didn't get that on the report, but it wasn't very much. I think I filled up the pickup one time that month. So
it came out to like $80 or something on cost, so 30-some gallons maybe.
Red diesel, we used 574.3 gallons. Green diesel, 557.3 gallons. All the equipment service well. Like you said, there was an error on the graded roads. I don't remember how many miles it would have been, but so. That's what we got done last month. So,
yep. I want to give these guys a big hand. That the stuff that you see on here, the culverts and a lot of the trees and stuff, that was in prepping. A lot of that was in prepping for the chip seal projects, and because that was our portion of it, where APAC did some of the road building, and obviously Butler County did the chip sealing. These guys did quite a bit of work, a lot of extra hours. I'm glad Steve Jones, I'm glad you showed up tonight. The tree that we took down on Hillwood, that these guys took down on Hillwood, when we had the sky saw that Steve was doing multiple lengths of cutting down trees, he took that over and shaved off probably half a dozen branches on the west side of the tree to get all the weight going east away from the power lines. This tree was probably 5 feet around, 6 feet around.
Well, I can show you a picture.
Yeah, giant cottonwood. I mean, I felt bad cutting it.
The saw was that long, and it was
Yeah.
High as a tree, so.
But it literally was right in the, our box culvert is a double wide box culvert, and it was blocking an entire half of that section. So the tree had to come out. And so literally, it's probably 100, 120 foot tree. And Steve with a chainsaw dropped that thing within 3 feet of where he said. He goes, I'm going right there. Took the chainsaw out, put his 20 years of experience into it, and dropped it like within a few feet of that. It was impressive. Nice job.
I'll give him kudos for coming with hogging the dishes on a Sunday.
Yep. There we go.
Yeah, we got a part-time guy that's been working real hard getting trimming. He's been doing the most of trimming around the culverts and bridges and mowing, and he's been working pretty hard to get all that caught up. So.
Yeah, that's Jeff Johnson.
Yeah,
he works for Sedgwick County during the day and or during the week, and then some evenings and weekends with us. So, and he's worked with you for 19 years,
yeah.
And I think he's got a couple more years experience over that. So. We got a good crew going right now. We got a lot of guys with a lot of years in them. Okay, go to Michael and the
old
experience. How's that?
Oh,
sorry.
Okay, that's better.
And they're damn old. They keep bitching about how tired they are. Go ahead.
All right. So some of you received mailed postcards about the chip seal. I created those and got those sent out to all the residents that were affected by the chip seal. I also managed and maintained the emails and text messages to residents to keep them up to date. I did verify that the 2017 audit information was completely digital. And right now I am looking at, I'm evaluating other website alternatives to either look at a new look and feel or lower cost or both.
Yeah,
that's it.
One of the things we've been discussing, because Michael has experience with websites and actually the HTML language behind them and WordPress, one of the software programs used to put them up. And so we're going to try and leverage that. And if we can host our own site instead of paying Lee Media $85 a month, we're looking into it, see if we can save some money. Okay, Katie.
Audit's not really moving forward. I've emailed back and forth with the guy that's doing it, and I think I'm just going to call him, get some stuff moving on that, because I want to get it done for sure this year, and we've still got then 2019 that we've got to get to him at the end of this year, so
that's,
I really want to get that 2018 audit
right.
Knocked out here. Within the next couple months, if possible.
I think we will. I mean, he did say that September, October, I know there's, I believe it's October 15th is corporate, it's either September 15th or October 15th is corporate tax return deadlines. And so I know they've been very busy with that, but agreed that we definitely want to get it done and have him present it to us in either the October meeting or November. So we're pushing for that.
Yeah. Financials. We had a beginning bank balance of $392,974.65. Clear transactions through the bank giving us a cleared bank balance of $356,440.81. And somehow all the checks and transactions cleared and we didn't have anything outstanding for
once. Wow. I'm going to play the lottery.
That's unusual.
So.
People need money.
Details are in the following pages. And yes, we have a lot of money, but we have an APAC bill and a chip seal bill that I expect to see next month, which will eat up a lot of that money in
yep.
the account. So
yep.
Don't get too excited
Is
yet.
Are you taking care of some of that?
Let's see. They took care of 140th and Prairie Creek. We're paying for 170th, and we pay for the prep work on 140th and the prep work on Prairie Creek. And most of that is what we hired APAC to do back 6-8 months ago when we did that contract.
anyway. Then the vouchers.
Yep.
So every month I pull together the list. I send a copy of it to Michael and Jeff to let them double check my work, make sure everything looks good. Then if they notice anything, they send any questions or input back. So they've already seen this. So I move to accept the vouchers incurred in August of 2019.
Okay. There's no changes from the draft you sent us.
Just that one double entry that I removed.
Which was a $0 anyway, so. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll second that motion. Motion made and seconded to accept the vouchers. So, those in favor?
Aye.
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 Good. And again, for a couple of the new faces, what Katie was saying, so I go through all the receipts as well, and I believe Michael does most of the time, and so we're always double-checking, you know, the receipts and making sure that these are all squared away every month.
Report.
Oh, you're done?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to let you do more if you wanted. Okay. Something easy first. I've got a flyer that actually came from Southwest Butler Quarry. They are not closing. The rumor mill is running rampant. They are opening a second quarry, as some of you probably have heard. It's going to be on Highway 77. 2 miles south of Main Street in Augusta, or south of Kellogg 400 in Augusta. It's going to be called the Tower Quarry. Still, obviously, same ownership. This one's going to stay open at least for, what did it say, several years. So, which is great for us because hopefully it'll do two things. Number one, our rock supply stays very close to us, and if some of the other traffic and demand can divert to the other quarry, hopefully we can get more gray rock from this one and not have to fight so many people for it. So there's a little bit of more information here. I'll just have it here if anybody wants to look at that after. let's see. The chip seal project is my big thing, officially done today. Literally after probably six delays for different reasons, weather, equipment. Recently, Butler County they came and they did 140th and Prairie Creek, and then we're going to move to Hillwood and 170th, and they had a contract with the state of Kansas that originally had a deadline of October 1st. State of Kansas called them, said, no, we're moving it up to September 15th. Oh, crap. All right. So they rushed off of our job, had to go work in Leon for a week, and then they came back this week, and that's how they finished up yesterday and today. APAC, let's see, today's Thursday. APAC was here yesterday morning working on 170th, so Butler County did Hillwood, and then Butler County finished 170th today. So 140th from Butler Road to Prairie Creek, Prairie Creek from 140th to 150th, 170th Street from Prairie Creek going east for 3/4 mile around the final turns on 171st there, and now the initial half-mile entrance to Hillwood are all brand new chip seal. Those of you that are driving on that, please be gentle. There's still some little bit of excess material on top that just comes from they can't put exactly the right amount. So some of that will continue to press in, some of that will slough off. It will also darken the road well a little bit. I know I got a couple calls of like, why is this cream? But it'll darken with a little bit of age, and hopefully it's going to last a really long time.
So was that one layer or two layers?
That was two.
Two.
Yep.
They did it sequentially.
Yeah, with a few hours in between.
Okay.
Which is what.
Yeah, they put the first layer down and they waited about an hour and a half to swept it and then put the second one.
Okay.
Yeah. Initially they'd said
they were working there one day and I was expecting to come back today. If you didn't see anybody out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they got them both down. Initially, they had said they wanted to wait a day in between, but they've done it both ways. And APAC that did ours back in 2017, the other roads that we've done, they did them all on the same day, and they've held up now for over 2 years. So there's not an issue there.
Is there going to be a seal coat on on top of all that?
No. That's the oil.
You talked about once before.
Yeah.
When he did the project.
Yeah, Hillwood didn't opt for the extra expense of the fog coat over the top of that.
And will Butler come back, though, because they're going to be doing the roundabout and diverting all the traffic onto our roads?
Oh, yeah.
Are they going to come back and fog seal that so they can put stripe on it?
They haven't said anything about fog sealing. They are going to stripe it. We've talked about speed limit signs. They're going to push the county commissioners to see if we can get 35 miles an hour. I don't know if we will. It says 45 in the signage manual. As far as the fog seal, they haven't mentioned that specifically, but they have. I have something that says they will maintain that those roads on the detour while that project's going on, and then once it's done, they will repair them, restore them to the condition they are right now. But they didn't mention fog seal specifically. Last year, they did do 160th over here, and they striped it for us without putting a fog seal on it.
Yeah. I liked how they striped the part they redid and then kept going.
Right. Well, I figured they were there. They just kept going on ours and kept doing it. Okay.
Is fog seal something you spray on top?
Yeah, basically it just makes it blacker.
It's a real light thin coat of black oil that dries. It doesn't really expand the light expectancy of the road or anything.
It just holds the rock in.
One thing it does do is it's black, so in the wintertime it helps melt ice and snow just a little bit better. But the county used the same type of chip process for years and didn't fog seal for a long time. They started doing it now.
Okay. Into our items of business. This one's pretty simple. Michael, since he's come on in January, has digitized all of our records and information.
Because he did not like having the boxes
of paperwork. He's got a phobia about file cabinets in his garage, I swear. Jumped all over this. So recently he's taken everything from our 2017 from the audit. We had electronic copies already of everything we gave the auditors, but now he's taken those and scanned the physical copies of stuff that we have. So now we have double electronic copies in two different places, and so we're going to properly destroy the paper documents. So I will put a motion on the table to that end. So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 We are required to keep records for, I believe it's 10 years, but it does not specifically say paper records. We just have to keep the records. So, but we're making sure that we do have them in multiple places. Okay. I'll open it up to the floor for citizens' discussion. Again, what we do is 3 minutes per person. Questions, comments, talking, anything, we'll go around the room. If you got anything more after we've given everybody a chance, we'll keep going and keep talking. So it's your time.
And name.
And yeah, name and address, or not address.
Just name, that's good.
Name's fine, yeah. All right.
Rick Nelson, 17781 Southwest Hillwood. Just curious, someone's supposed to come and inspect Hillwood, and at what point in time so we'll know how much, when to that our check to the county or whomever.
Okay.
You know, when that's supposed to happen?
Haven't initially set it up. I'll talk to the guy from APAC. We agreed they were going to be the third party, right? Yourself or Bernard or who?
Either one of us.
Anybody? Okay.
Come back, myself
you
also.
Do. We're all
okay.
Friends.
And I'm sorry, you're...
Dave Adams.
Oh, you're on the phone.
And
okay.
We've talked, but I haven't mentioned before.
That's true. Okay. Okay, yeah. We'll set that up for next week and just see what you're... Are you guys available during the day or?
Yeah.
Pretty, okay.
Pretty much.
Bernard. Okay. Anybody else?
I just wanted to ask, our road, our trees are getting pretty overgrown out into the road.
Yep.
And is there a plan to start cutting those back?
Steve and I talked about that 2 weeks ago. He thought that the availability of that sky saw might come up again, and we talked about doing your whole mile, just literally taking out all of that, because I did see that it's really overgrown on that west side. Any update on the machine, you think?
It's all looking good for this fall.
Okay. Approximately fall being October, November. And I'm not trying to pin you down. Just
it could be next weekend, and it could be November 1st.
Okay. All right.
But, you know, I'm at their mercy.
Right.
It's whenever they get a machine close to me.
Yeah, I understand.
Which it's supposed to be hit in Rose Hill here two or three times.
Right,
before
okay.
Before the first of the year, so.
So Steve works for Asplund in his full-time job. He's part-time for us, and so we rent that machine that he runs from Asplund. And they move it around literally Colorado, Nebraska, Missouri, you know, it's all over everywhere. So
Maine
even? Yeah. Holy smokes. So yeah, we just try to grab it when it comes back by Wichita, apparently.
There's about 10 of them.
Okay.
So when you cut it, it's just like a big saw.
Like 4-inch miss saw.
What happens to the leftovers?
They fall to the ground.
We follow behind him as he's cutting because they're going to fall on the roof. Or we push it up into piles, and then we come back and haul it away as fast as we can. So.
Yeah, it was a four-man operation. It was Steven the saw, either Randy or Robert in the backhoe, piling everything up, loading it into two trucks running back and forth from the green waste site. And we all, I mean, how many loads did you guys haul? Probably 80, 90, something between Prairie Creek. Yeah, it was.
I'm sure you'll have that much on ours.
Yeah.
We're going to do several miles. Yeah. Yeah.
We need to get wet some.
All right.
130 is probably a little bit.
Anybody else? Hillwood happy?
Yeah. Very happy.
Sure.
My name's David Morgan, and I'm wanting to see, I know it might be still early, as far as the milling
yep.
of 146
right.
for the roundabout, that they might be able to use some of that.
I asked Dana McCoy, who's one of the head guys for Butler's road team, or road crew. He didn't know yet. Because I think part of it is they almost have to start digging it up to see what the condition is, to know whether it's just junk or if they'll be able to recycle it. But he said he didn't. He just flat out didn't know yet.
Okay.
But I will. I'll stay on that.
Okay.
And we're still checking the piles around town to see what we can find.
Okay. Thank you.
I won't forget. I swear.
Do they have a start date?
I've heard early spring of 2020, so I'm guessing March, April.
My theory is they'll probably put them message boards up just before they start, let everybody know. More than likely.
Put it up the weekend before they start.
Usually they try to get them up about a week, 2 weeks ahead, but you never know.
Yeah. And Rex and Linda, I did talk to that Butler County about speed limit signs on county line as well. And like I said, they agreed. They want to try and push for 35. And I know that, you know, enforcement is the whole other side of that coin, but or the other side of that coin. But at least if they're up, we can yell at people.
And if the signs don't get stolen.
Sorry?
And the signs.
And if the signs don't get stolen.
I know. Yeah.
Because we've got one out there on 180.
Okay,
right
where?
By Hillwood.
Yeah.
Right by Hillwood?
Yeah.
Okay.
I noticed it was
missing. Yeah, we, was it 3 years ago with Philip? We were missing a whole bunch, and somebody gave us a tip. There were 8 of them in some guy's backyard. We didn't even say anything. We just went in the backyard and grabbed them. Because he's going to say, I don't know how they got there. It's like, all right, whatever. We just
They've
went.
They got signed up on 140th now.
Sorry?
30 miles an hour on 140th. Signs are up.
They're new? That's great.
Nobody pays any attention to them. They're up.
Yeah, unfortunately. And that's, you know, we've said that's the sheriff's department, unfortunately. I talked to the sheriff. I said, I'll put up red light cameras and, you know, can we do any of that? And they're like, no. It's all on them.
I would think, though, that whenever they close down Butler Road to do the roundabout, they're probably going to have some sheriff's deputies out for the first.
I would hope so. And I think we could push them to, you know, have a presence at least.
Because it's going to be a mess.
Agreed.
And Jeff, perhaps, is there a plan that you can go look at? How the roundabout's going to be? And then, you know.
There might be.
You go to Butler County to see if they got a.
I would assume there is. I honestly haven't seen one yet. Ed Templin, do you know anything about that?
Yeah, it's a known be a double lane roundabout.
Well, we know it's going to be double lane, but wondering as far as access, how much they're going to take out of all of people's yards.
Do you know if there's
They're making it into a four lane. So.
Right.
Is there a picture or engineering document anywhere?
It's coming both ways.
Well, it's a fourth lane going to stop. You're going to go back down to
it. Actually, it's only like 500 foot or something like that. But Rose Hill got to pay to plot some water lines up there.
Yeah.
Find out the location of the water lines. And it's like $2,000 or $3,000 from bottom, and there's like 1 foot up there. So they're going to deal $22,000 max to find out where the water lines are at.
Crazy. Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Deb, you got anything?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. I'll call us adjourned.